politics and Queensland, well, ground zero for the biggest turnaround in Australian political history, Labor's stunning performance on Saturday's state election. That result, well, it's recast the political landscape nationwide. That's clear. And the latest polling this morning showing the Federal Coalition could also become a one-term government. Former Treasurer Wayne Swan is Federal Labor's most senior MP in Queensland. Wayne Swan, welcome to breakfast.
Oh, good morning. Good to be with you.
You sound fairly chipper.
I am. it's been a very interesting weekend.
Well, did you expect that outcome?
I think it was clear there was a very big swing on, but we didn't expect the earthquake that occurred on Saturday night. Nobody could quite believe that swings of 20% were out there, particularly in the outer suburban electorates. We knew that there was going to be a very big swing in regional and North Queensland, but we didn't expect the scale of the swing in outer suburbia. And that swing is so big, it could easily remove the federal government almost in Queensland, but not quite.
What's the lesson in it? I mean, what did the Newman government do wrong, and what did Labor do right in its campaigning?
Look, I think there is one fundamental lesson here. I think the voice of the people was finally heard in their rejection of what I call trickle-down economics. And there's a commonality between Abbott and Newman. In fact, Newman led the way, if you like, in imposing harsh austerity on Queensland, savage cuts to health and education and the attack on the social safety net, but also an attack on our institutions. Up here, it was the Crime and Misconduct Commission. You know, the attitude, for example, to the ABC is common in the Liberal Party. This excessive partisanship combined with a vicious attack on the social safety net, the great enablers of social mobility in Australia. So it isn't just who the leader is, whether it's Campbell Newman or whether it's Tony Abbott. It's basically the modern Liberal program that they hid from the people prior to the election, particularly in Queensland and subsequently nationally, and the reaction of the people of Queensland to that program.
And yet, Wayne Swan, here we see the repetition of this, what seems to be the modern cycle, that we have a government, and it happened federally as in Queensland, which came to power on a fairly minimalist campaign and then did a lot of policy pretty much by surprise subsequently. In Queensland, we have a Labor opposition elected on a very slight program, no real mandate across a range of policy areas, and a similar situation in federally with Bill
Shorten.
No, Jonathan,
I don't accept that analysis at all. And I think, you know, it's easy to see how people fall into that trap. But let's just go back a bit. The Liberals presented themselves as moderates, both state and federal. And, of course, then they governed as extremists. Now, this notion that somehow the Labor Party at the state or federal level doesn't stand for anything couldn't be further from the truth. We stand for the great enablers in Australia of sharing the prosperity fairly.
But that's platitudinous, Wayne Swan.
No,
I mean, that's not a concrete program.
It's not platitudinous. What it is our values and our commitment to investment in health and education. We understand we have to have a growing economy. But we also understand to have a growing economy, we've got to make the right investments for the future. What you've got at the moment from the Liberal Party is an Americanised Tea Party agenda, which basically wants to shrink the role of government. It wants to privatise and sell assets completely and basically go back to a survival of the fittest ideology. And I think there's a clear contrast here, both in terms of values and of policy.
Away from that detail, though, isn't there an emerging sense that to be elected, you need to be a small target, you oppose an existing government,
and then... I don't accept that, Jonathan, at all. And you could hardly accuse...
Well, certainly
Labor.
Was the case in Queensland, wasn't it?
Well, no. You could hardly accuse Labor of having a small target strategy when in Queensland they just stand up and say, we are not going to accept the asset sales. That's not a small target strategy. Many people would have been describing that as a very risky strategy.
You could call it populism.
Prior to this election outcome. No, it's not. You're confusing reform with stupidity. The fact is that just because you're doing something tough doesn't make it an enduring reform. and doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to produce economic growth.
How do governments, and there is a need for reform, you know, economic reform is a top priority for this country. How do governments convince voters to accept the necessary hard decisions around those reforms?
Well, the very premise is that reform has to be fair. And this is one of the great lessons of recent history. What the Liberals have got at the state and federal level is a reform program that simply wants to shift the profit share and targets working people first and foremost. And reform is not going to pass when the reforms are all dedicated to shifting power and wealth to corporate Australia or parts thereof or selected vested interests away from working people.
When will we hear the detail from Bill Shorten about how he would structurally reform the federal budget?
Well, it's only been a year, a little bit over a year since the last election. You will see the Federal Labor Party outline their program. It'll be a program for growth and a program for fairness.
What's going to happen in New South Wales, do you think, Wayne Swan?
Well, I'm not an expert on New South Wales. They've already, if you like, had a change of premier, so that complicates it down there. But I think this debate that I've just outlined will play out down there, as it played out in Queensland, and to a certain extent as it's playing out right across the country.
And is Tony Abbott Labor's best asset federally?
Well, I just don't think it's a question of Tony Abbott. I mean, it's the same horse, different jockey. They're all running with the same agenda.
Wayne Swan, thanks for your time.
Good to talk to you.
He's the member for Lilley, former treasurer at ALP's most senior federal Queensland MP, Wayne Swan. It's 12 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock on RN Breakfast.